Howdy folks, we're now on top of Steptoe Butte and we're getting some photographs of the surrounding landscape with lots of rolling hills, all kinds of contrasty shadows, light and shadows falling different directions off the rolling hills. And anyways, we're out shooting a little bit, some flowers. It's pretty windy and a little bit chilly, but we've got a couple hours here till sunset and we're hopefully get some good shots. So we'll give you some more tips here at the top of the hill. Here with the blue sky, Gary Hamburg. Now, Gary, what do you look for when you're shooting out here?
Well, I look for mainly, first of all, light, the kind of light that I want, and then next thing I look for is the contours, shapes that I see. If I can see S-curves of any kind, leading lines, that's very helpful to me. And then, of course, the textures, the difference in textures and the colors. So those are the kinds of things I look for as I actually make an image and put together the composition.
Do you have any tips on composition for our listeners as far as horizon level, where you might put that in the picture, or maybe some tips on what you do to keep things level?
Well, as far as the horizon line, I like it either in the top third or in the bottom third of the picture, depending if I have an interesting sky or there's more interest in what's in the foreground. That would depend on where I put it. I personally use a bubble level on top of my camera, which helps me keep things level so I don't have to straighten later and do some cropping.
Great, thanks. All right, we'll get back to you tomorrow with some more tips and hopefully some more images. Howdy folks, we're here back at the hotel after a great evening shooting the sunset up at Steptoe Butte. And the lighting was really, really nice. We had lots of light and shadows and all kinds of textures and lines and colors that showed up there. And I just had a good time taking pictures. And I think we're done for the day after about 16 hours of shooting today. We're going to take a rest and download some pictures, see what we got, do some post-processing. And then tomorrow morning we're going to be shooting the wheel fence. There's a famous fence out here with... Gary, how many wheels are out there? Roughly a couple, probably over 1,000.
There's over 1,000. I think it's about 1,065 wheels built into this fence.
Yeah, so it's really neat structure out there, surrounding a barn and a farm, basically, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're gonna shoot at the wheel fence in the morning for sunrise, and then we're gonna do some maybe just a few more barns, and then do some critique after that.
This is Gary Hamburg, the Palouse guy. I might mention that we've had a great day. The students have been terrific in the workshop. And also just appreciate Brian Hernandez, who's been doing all this audio and really helping out as my assistant on this shoot, and really appreciate that. Anyway, signing off for the night, this is the Palouse guy, Gary Hamburg.